Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
Always awesome to have Daniel Katsuk with us, and he's going to lead us in some flute music during the meditation and sing another song too. So thanks for being with us, Daniel. All right, it's Whitestone Sunday, so the whole idea is that we're claiming our highest and best. Now, why is that important? Because, unfortunately, we don't always do that. We don't always claiming our highest and best. We're claiming our mean and separative, right? And so we make these false claims. And you'll look at history and you'll see false claims all the time. For instance, colonialism, right? You plant a flag on a land that's full of people and you say, land mine, right? And take it over. I was born in Britain, the land of the British Empire, you know, where we basically went in and took everything. We see it in our own country here with Native American First Peoples, you know, all the claims that were staked at the expense of the people who actually were here first, right? So false claims on things. Usually false claims are about power, right? The power of one person trying to influence another, which is the anathema to what spiritual power is. Because spiritual power is not about claiming something from somebody else, right? From a sense of lack. I don't have it. I got to get it from you. Spiritual power is claiming your own good, knowing that you already have everything you need and you don't need to rob it from somebody else. Who writes the history books? The winners, right? The winners. So you know it's not exactly true, maybe, of what really went on. You know, somehow those people in authority, the elites, tend to twist things to their own to make it good for them. Let's put it like that. Judgments come because we want power over another, and so we twist those facts into all kinds of strange places. And we do this, unfortunately, in our own personal lives, don't we? From a sense of separation, right? When we have a sense of separation, we kind of want to influence somebody else or make them do it the way we want it to be done because we see that they have something that we need, perhaps. Or maybe it's because we see so clearly their faults. Have you noticed this? I see so clearly. I just got to tell you. Because then once you see it, you're going to love me after I've trashed you. Oh, yeah, that works so well, doesn't it? It works so, so well. I love the phrase, name it and claim it. Because if you name it in someone else, you have to claim it for yourself, right? Because usually we project those things. We only see it in somebody else if it is already, help me here, in us, right? Because we literally wouldn't see it out there. The world is a faithful mirror, really. We project into this mirror so we can see all this silly nonsense that we're doing. And name it and claim it. So these are kind of false claims. We're claiming something from what? A sense of lack. I don't have enough, so I've got to claim it from you. I don't feel good enough about myself, so I've got to pull you down so that I'll feel better. That works really well. All these crazy machinations that we do, and never really brings us satisfaction. And it reminded me so strongly of an old song by Bob Dylan. I'm not going to recite the whole song. It goes on for 8 minutes. But just one verse. This is back in 1965. Things don't change, folks. Human nature is the way it is, right? But the beauty of this for me is the double-edged sword of it is, the free will of it is, yes, I could choose to claim the mean-spirited, but because I have the power of spirit within me, I can also claim the beauty that I am, yeah? I could choose to release the old and affirm the new, those twin angels that we talked about. And that's the power of this. But here's old Bob Dylan. He says, while one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. But I mean no harm or put fault. Really, Bob? Really? I mean no harm or put fault on anyone who lives in a vault, but it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him. Because we're never going to please somebody who is always coming from a separated point of view. And we're never going to please ourselves when we're coming from a separated point of view, right? Because there's no pleasing it. Last week I shared about the man who wanted to cover the earth with leather. Some of you here then. That was his cure for how difficult it is to walk on planet Earth. There would be no thorns or stones to get in his way. And he said, he went to his master and he said, "Master, I've got this brilliant idea. Let's just cover the earth with leather and then nobody will hurt anymore." And the master turned to him and said, "I want you to go and buy a pair of shoes." It's not about making it right out there. It's about putting a pair of shoes on, symbolically getting right with ourselves. And so we're not in that place, are we? We're not trying to put anybody in a hole. Putting in a hole this week? Surely not. We're not going to own that one, are we? We only want the highest and best. So that's what we're claiming today. We're releasing that part of us that is not the highest and best into there, yeah? So that we can create space in consciousness to put something better in. That's what the white stone represents. So we're claiming our highest good, right? We're claiming that quality which is meaningful to us, that we know intuitively is ours to claim this year. I've got mine already. I'm powerfully impacted by them. I'm excited about them. All I have to do now is remember to do it, right? That's why the white stone is a remembrance. It's not the end of it. Oh, I did my white stone. Hey, I'm free now. No, it's just the beginning of something, right? Things flow when we can trust this process. Spirit wants to bring us the good, no matter what is going on in our lives. You know, on Friday, we went to Whiskey Stone, my wife and I. You got the pictures? Okay, we can look at the pictures. Let me tell the story, and we'll see the pictures. Do we got the pictures, Andrew? Work on them for a minute. Pictures? Put them up in a second. Let me tell the story. We were at Whiskey Stone, where we always go to get the white stones, right? And we went there. It said Sheraton Lodge, which is where we usually go in the stall. And we got there, and the stones were yay big. You could not write anything on them. And then we thought, oh, my God, it's only 2 days. I can't be conducting my last white stone Sunday of my career with no stones. They're not going to be happy. Duh. They're going to stone me. Oh, I got a better one coming up. There's a million stone yards in Fort Worth. They're everywhere. It's a true stoner's paradise. Choo-choo! Choo-choo! No, but there was a moment of panic where we thought, where we go? Because we called up in other places, and they said, no, we don't have that, etc. So finally we called up the dump, basically. The southeast landfill, to put its nice title on, and he's yeah, I know, but the living earth was in the landfill, wasn't it? It was in the landfill, so it was living earth at the landfill. Where do you live? I live at living earth at the landfill. Yes. You know, they do make up strange names for places you live in, you know. But anyway, we got there. The guy was really nice, and he showed us a pile of rocks, which you see some of them there, but he said that you cannot climb on the pile because it's against the regulations. So then we had to go. If you know how difficult it is, you're seeing these beautiful rocks up there, you just want to climb up and get a few, couldn't do it. We had to scrabble around on the ground. And also, they weren't exactly white. Take a look at your stone right now. But, you know, we're a little bit of an off-color church, so it's okay. We got some pictures, and let's move right along. Did you find it? There's the nice man that gave us the rocks. Didn't charge us anything for them. So just a shout-out to him for good people out there in the world. So we're fasting from that which we no longer want, and we're feasting. And I like that imagery too. Jesus said, "You could don't swear on this, that, and the other, on the throne of God, on God himself, or anything else. Just let your yea be yea and your nay be nay," right? The ability to say no to something and say yes. We say no and we fast from that which we no longer want, and we feast on that which we want to bring into being. Yeah, releasing feels so good. Opening up space. And we affirm and know that only that which is subject to time and change can be burned, because spirit is beyond time and change, beyond birth and death. It's always free. And so what we're burning is that which is only relatively true. Only true because we've given it power. And now we take that power away and we're placing it on something higher and better. And that's where the white stone comes in. And that white stone is a representative of the purity and beauty of our own hearts. In Revelation it says, "Those who are victorious, I will give a white stone with a name upon it that is known only to the receiver." That's why the name that we've written is our name for this year, our word for this year. It may be a common word, but it's not common to us. It has a particular significance. And it's the lodestone around which we draw, like a magnet, the good. And so, as we said earlier, we keep it in a place that is sanctified, a place that we value, because it has value to us. Put it on our altar at home, next to the place where we pray, maybe on our desk, maybe on our bedside table, somewhere we can remember and remind ourselves, this is who I am. I have let go of the lesser. I've let go of any false claim. And I claim the good that is within me, so that I can be of benefit to myself and to others. So may the beauty of this clear, pure music inspire us as we make mental note of this day of dedication on White Stone Sunday 2018. In the silence, we appreciate the sound of spirit. Dear Father, Mother, God, we feel your presence in this space, in our hearts. We're here to rededicate ourselves to the highest and best that we can conceive. We march on victoriously, open and receptive to the flow of good that only you can give. The past is gone. Future is just an idea, but we have this beautiful present moment to be fully alive. And for this gift, we say now and always, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. Amen.
Thanks for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We sincerely thank you for your contribution, and we affirm with you, divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. And I am grateful.